flying like birds. A miraculous event will be happening in the very near future. Though the Bible never uses the word rapture, the Apostle Paul describes a cataclysmic event in which the Lord Jesus will return from heaven with his saints to rapture his church. It will be the ultimate experience for all those who know Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians 4, 15-18. But those who don't know the Lord will appear before the judgment seat of Christ, where they will hear the sentence that their lack of faith deserves. For the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. Those who know Jesus, however, will receive the free gift of God's grace. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. The second coming of Jesus Christ was the subject of my next visit with the Lord, which occurred on May 13. I was with him from 6:20 a.m. until 9 a.m. I awoke at 6:20, shaking intensely. My body shook for more than half an hour, and then the hot anointing and groaning began. The Lord came toward me and said,
"My daughter, I am your Lord. I must talk with you and show you something."
This time, as I walked with the Lord in my transformed body, I smiled at him and said, "I love you, Lord." I could tell he was smiling at me, although I could not see his face clearly.
"I love you, my precious daughter,"
he answered. We sat on the rocks, and the Lord said,
"I see that your husband is taking time off from work in order to help with this book. You both are doing very good work. My daughter, I must tell you this. I know I told you to write down exactly what I show you and tell you. I notice you're not explaining enough about what I show you."
"Lord, I'm so sorry. I will go over it again." The Lord had told me repeatedly to write down everything after his visits, no matter how tired I was. At times, my mind felt numb, but the minute I picked up pen and paper, the words flowed rapidly through my mind. I learned that it was the work of the Holy Spirit guiding me. That's exactly what he was doing with me. And I now knew he would find another writer who would help me to bring forth the teaching that he wanted to accompany my experiences. Some, I know, will find it hard to understand how anyone can have the experiences I've been privileged to enjoy. They will say, "It's not in the Bible." The truth is, however, that most of the things God has shown me are recorded in the Bible. I believe he simply wants this book to reemphasize the biblical truths about heaven to Christians everywhere. He has chosen me as an instrument, and this book as a vehicle, to reiterate the truths of the Scriptures to his church. I also believe our Lord wants his people to know there are many wonderful things about heaven that are not recorded in the Bible. He continued,
"You'd better remember how precious you are to me, my daughter. Only in this way can I use you. I'm coming for my children much sooner than most people expect."
Will all the Christians live in houses like the one that has my name on the door when they get to heaven?
"I will bring many of my children to the kingdom, but not everyone will live in mansions like the one that had your name on the door. These mansions are for very special children."
Will all the Christians go with you when you come for us?
"I am going to show you something,"
the Lord answered instantly.
"I want you to remember all that you see I want the whole world to know what is going to happen soon. I know many Christians do not believe what my prophets are telling them. That is why I'm showing you this.
My vision voice came forth as it usually does in preparation for a supernatural vision from the Lord. It seems to be the means He uses to prepare me for the things He wants to show me. This time, the voice lasted a long time. After more than half an hour of singing in the Spirit with my vision voice, I began to see the things God wanted to show me. The first part of the vision was more like an impression rather than a visual experience. It seemed as if the whole world were excited. Earth's environment was noisy and busy. Then I began to see what all the activity was about. The air was filled with white, moving objects. As the vision clarified, I saw people wearing white robes flying throughout the air. People were popping out of the earth everywhere and flying up into the air. The sky was literally filled with flying people, like birds in migration. It was so unusual, it was shocking. By this time, I was singing loudly, and my hands were moving around like fists swinging at a punching bag. I had never felt this excited in my whole life. My body was jumping up and down because of the anointing and the shaking. I felt as if I were flying with the white-robed people I saw. The excited movement of my body and my vision voice were so loud that I'm sure the whole house could hear me. I had heard the rapture described before, but I had never imagined what an amazing spectacle it would be. I wondered what those who do not know Jesus would think when they observed such a scene. I was shocked and excited, but I'm sure they will be terrified. This was the biggest surprise the Lord had ever shown me. It was the most awe-inspiring thing I'd ever seen. Human beings flying through the air like birds. They soared upward with rocket-like speed. Some seemed to be soaring like kites in the wind on a clear, beautiful day. I saw my one-year-old granddaughter. She was wearing a white robe, and her hair had grown to shoulder length. She looked pretty grown up. At first, I saw her at her house in normal clothing. Then suddenly, she was wearing a white robe and flying through the air. I was dumbfounded by the vision. It certainly seemed to confirm that the Lord would be returning in the very near future. Then I saw my daughter's 10-month-old daughter. She does not have much hair right now, but in the vision, her hair was down to her shoulders, and, like my other granddaughter, she was flying through the air. I began to cry and scream. The noise in the bedroom must have been astounding. It was a good thing that Roger was at work, for surely he would have been quite alarmed and concerned by such noise. At first, I wasn't really sure if my crying stemmed from joy or sadness. My youngest granddaughter looked like she was also pretty grown up. I felt the Lord had a good reason for showing the children to me. First, I'm sure He wanted me to know that they will be with me in heaven to enjoy all eternity with Jesus. Second, I know He wanted me to see how old they will be when He returns. It is sooner than most people think. The joyous vision changed. I saw the people who did not ascend with the others. Places on earth had been disrupted. Some had been turned upside down. It was noisy everywhere, and people were in an obvious state of panic. Terror was written on every face. People were running wildly. Total pandemonium reigned. It seemed as if each person was searching for someone or something that they could not find. I began to cry like a little child as I watched people running down the streets. They were screaming and yelling. Some were trying to throw what few belongings they possessed into vehicles such as cars and boats. Thousands of boats were on the ocean. People were trying to escape. Many men in uniforms were storming houses, ransacking them, and taking the belongings they found. I noticed one family of four or five lying on the floor of a house. Most of them were on their stomach, and a pool of blood covered the floor. Hundreds of people were fleeing on foot to the mountains. As they did, the uniformed guards fired guns at them, and several fell. Those nearest the guards were beaten with clubs and sticks. I saw people destroying churches. A man threw a rock at a beautiful stained glass window that showed Jesus with his lambs. The window shattered and glass flew in all directions. I screamed more loudly. One woman, who appeared to be looking for a lost child, was running through her house, shouting in panic and fear. She kept calling her child's name as she jumped up and down in total frustration and desperation. I wanted to help her, but there was nothing I could do. I cried and cried for her and for all the others. Then I saw a family I know personally. The father ran into his house and rushed from room to room, calling the names of his wife and children. He found one member of his family, and they sat huddled in a corner of a room. They were holding tightly to each other and crying. I know who they are, but I am not at liberty to mention their names in this book. The vision eventually vanished, and I continued to cry. The Lord wiped my tears.
"Daughter,"
he said,
"I must show you these things so you can tell the whole world what is going to happen. I love all my children, and I want them to realize I'm coming for them soon. But I cannot bring those who don't live according to my word, because they're not ready for me. Many Christians will be surprised when the end times come. What you just saw is only a small part of what will happen very soon. It will be much worse than you can possibly imagine for those who do not know me. That is why I want all my children to be able to come with me to my kingdom. Daughter, I have shown you part of the kingdom and the things that are going to happen in this world because the time is short. I will return soon. That is why this book is so very important to me. It is for my children. You have seen what is going to happen on earth in the very near future. I'm ready for my children, but so many of my children do not really believe, and they are living for worldly things. I love all of them and want to bring all of them to heaven with me. But I cannot take those who are not ready for me. Those who come to my kingdom must be pure-hearted and obedient."
My heart went out to all those who don't know the Lord, and I began to pray for their salvation. I named each one I knew, and I asked God to intervene in their lives to get their attention. Then I prayed for Christians who are not living for Jesus. I asked Him to draw them back to Him. I determined I would finish the book as quickly as I could, and I promised the Lord I would go where He would send me. I felt truly honored to be an end times handmaiden working in the Lord's harvest fields. I remembered a passage from the Bible that shows exactly what Jesus is feeling right now. "But when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then He said to His disciples, 'The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest.'" Matthew 9:36-38. Heaven is so real. Paul describes it this way: "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him." 1 Corinthians 2:9. The way we show our love for God is through obedience. As Jesus said,
"If you love me, keep my commandments."
John 14:15.